not aged well. Some people need to stop having the plastic surgery. Just don't do it.
Looks like it's another push.
I didn't make it?
There's lag. I mean, it was close. I'll be able to. I'll just push.
Should
that.
I end slightly before?
No, it's fine because I don't have to push you backwards. I just push the music track forward. So it's fine.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, is the lag like, I'm also basing it off your fingers.
Yeah, that's true. And so you can't see. Yeah.
And
anyway. I need
so you don't. I feel like we've talked about Knott's Landing before. You don't know what Knott's Landing is?
No, I'm aware of the fact that it's a TV show. I've never watched it.
I used to love it. I was 10 years old. I don't know why I was watching soap operas at 10 years old.
I feel like when I was a young gay going out to the bars that people would talk about Knott's Landing as a thing. Like they would show clips in the video bar at the gay club. They'd show clips of, what's her name?
Well, there's, didn't I think they fight? It's Joan. Is it Joan Van Ark?
Yeah, but didn't they like fight in a fountain or something? And they like,
they showed
that clip and, then everyone went crazy. And I was like, I don't know who those people are. I never gravitated towards women, like diva women as a young gay. Like that was never my thing. I didn't love designing women or Golden Girls or any of those things.
Well, there were men in this show as well.
Oh, no, it's not a women-men thing. I'm just saying that there are a lot of things that gays my age refer back to were just things that I was just never really into. I was just way more into tech stuff. So I was into watching tech TV on, you know, that you could only get on satellite. And I went and bought a whole, you know, satellite system just so I could get tech TV with Leo Laporte.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why where I even heard of Knott's Landing. I don't know why I watched it. I have no idea, but I did.
And you loved it.
I don't even know why my mom let me watch it, to be honest.
Now, you know, is it on Hulu? You could watch old episodes.
I don't even know.
It's so weird. Did you know Saint Elsewhere was on Hulu? Like the old Saint
I think
Elsewhere?
You told me, but yeah. I never watched that. So.
You don't need to watch it. It's sad to me that Daniel doesn't know who Helen Van Patterson Patton or her sister Debbie are. I don't know who those people are.
Well, let me just look. Knott's.
While you're looking, can I go? I finished my drink and I want some more.
You can. For sure you can. Oh, I should stop recording. Okay. Let me look. Knott's Landing is not on Hulu. I actually could just Google Knott's Landing streaming and probably find out. Let's see. Knott's Landing. And Donna Mills, I didn't even know this, but she is still actively acting. She's in all kinds. These must be Hallmark movies, basically. But she was in a couple of things in 2014, 2015. She was in something in 2016. She was in something in 2017, 2018. She was in four different things in 2019. And I didn't even know she was still acting. But I'm interested now to, I don't really enjoy Hallmark type movies, which it looks like that's kind of what she's been in. She's played a lot of moms or grandmas. She is 80, so. there was a Knott's Landing reunion in 1997. That was my first year of college, and it was called Knott's Landing: Back to the Cul-de-Sac. And anyway, I haven't thought about Donna Mills in forever. I think I assumed that she was dead, but she's not. She actually doesn't look bad for 80, but man, Joan Van Ark looks horrible. Horrible. She has had some horrible plastic surgery. They messed up. They screwed up her face. screwed it. Let me see if I can. For Discord, can I paste a link and it'll show the picture, or do I have to actually attach or download the photo?
Try it. I think it depends on how the link works.
Copy image address. Let's see.
Yeah, shows the picture to me.
I mean, look how bad Joan Van Ark looks. That is horrible plastic surgery. She's the one on the left, by the way.
Oh, I was distracted by the one in the with the blue in the middle. Her face looks too big. It's like someone went into Photoshop and just enlarged her face.
There's an even worse picture of Joan Van Ark. Oh, it's a video.
Oh, I like how this woman in the background. So look in the right hand side of the photo in the back. Looks like Valerie Harper swiping her smartphone back there, doesn't it? It's just like she's got her fingers out with her like fake nails. So she's like swiping up on the phone.
Oh yeah, it does kind of look like Valerie Harper actually. It could be. I'm sure that was some kind of old fogey reunion.
No, it's
sort
not.
Of
it's
thing.
The Jose Iturbe Foundation. It's some kind of fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
With Valerie Harper on her smartphone.
Well, okay, but look, Donna Mills is on the right, is on the far right, and she looks better than any of the other three.
So I wish I would have recorded this the other day. It was my mom's 90th birthday. And of course, she has Alzheimer's. And
yes.
So I was, happy birthday, mom. She's like, what? Is it your birthday? And I'm like, no, it's your birthday. No, it's not. I'm like, yes, it's your birthday. Today's your 90th birthday. I am not 90. And I was just like, oh, well, how old are you? She's like, I don't know. I'm in my 60s. And I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. She did not want to blow out her candles, though.
Why not?
I don't know, because she didn't want to be 90. I don't know. Sometimes she gets confused, and it's one of those.
Well, I can't believe your mom is 90, because I feel like it hasn't been that long since I met her, and she didn't seem
super old
when I met her.
Did she? She was already had Alzheimer's when you met her.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying she didn't look.
No, she still doesn't.
Like she was in her 80s. She must have been in her 80s, because that had to have been maybe like 5 years ago.
Four or five years ago. Yeah, she would have been 83, 84, 85, somewhere in there.
She didn't look like she was in her 80s.
No, she never looked her age. But my dad never looked his age either. So that's one of those. That's the worst thing about it, Cyclone, though, is that we have to explain COVID to her every single day, multiple times a day. Why are these people wearing masks? Why is everyone wearing a mask around me? It's like, there's like signs up around her kitchen and all around her house that are like, mom, the people are wearing masks to protect you. And it's like, because she can't be on her own. So we have 24-hour care. And, you know, those people all wear masks. So it's like, you have to explain why they're wearing. So they have to explain to her like 9 times a day why they're wearing a mask. And where there's a pandemic going on. Oh, well, what's that? And it's like, so it's like just an endless loop of explaining the same things over and over and over again. It's a horrible, horrible. I told Zach, it's like, if I actually end up getting Alzheimer's,
like, just hit me over the head with a hammer.
See, like, we need to figure out some way to euthanize me or whatever, because I would never want to put anyone through that. It's like, that is no kind of life to live, to not be able to remember anything, not to be able to learn anything, not to be able to, you know, just to repeat things over and over out of order in really weird situations and constantly not know where you are and what you're doing. It's like, that is a miserable existence. Not to mention, I would not want the people around me that have to take care of me to go through that, because I would be clueless. I would be clueless about it, right? I wouldn't be able to remember. So it's like, I would be clueless about how weird my life was, but everyone around me would be like punished for it. And that just seems like a horrible thing. I would hate to do that to people.
Yeah, I could be wrong about this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would assume that you guys are suffering more than she is, because she's unaware a lot of the time.
It is hard. I mean, suffering. You know, she's not, she's in peak physical health. There's nothing wrong with her physically. So right. It's all a mental thing that she is suffering. But yeah, it's, the only way I cope with it, I'm sure I've said this before, the way I cope with it is my mom is dead. My mom died like 6 or 7 years ago. This is Aunt Lynn, because this is that aunt that you see once a year at Christmas that you can't really have a real conversation with, because it's just like, oh, how's the weather? Isn't that nice? Because she's, you know, you'll never see her. You won't see her again until next year. And she's not going to remember what you said. And so to me, my mom died, you know, a couple of years after my dad did. And this is just Aunt Lynn that we all have to take care of. And, you know, it's sad, but there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So
I, don't know my, so both of my grand, my, both of my stepfather's parents had either dementia or Alzheimer's before they died.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if he's going to have it.
Well, that's the other selfish reason that I want these pills that will reverse aging thing or reverse damage and stuff. Is like, yes, if you can, if I start to have plaques building up in my brain, if we can somehow roll that back, then please, yes.
My mom won't, because it doesn't. Well, I don't know. Is it hereditary, genetic, whatever? If like if your parents have it, are you more likely to have it?
Or yeah, you're more likely to have it. Yeah. It's not a guarantee that you have it.
Okay. Well, so neither of my mom's parents had it, nor grandparents.
Yeah.
None of my mom's side of the family.
I mean, her mom lived in 96 and she didn't have Alzheimer's or dementia or anything.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Will we?
We will. I mean, I will see if my parents, you know,
will
develop
we,
that.
Will we still be podcasting?
Probably.
Hey, it's the Mixed Minus show. Oh, well, Adam, have you, Amazon is listing podcasts now.
Yeah, I think I was aware of that.
And yes. I submitted us back when I got the email about it. Both us and Elvis got submitted and whatnot. And to right now,
that's
you can,
so Elvis, right?
You can walk up to Alexa. Hopefully I didn't set somebody's off. You can walk up to Madam A right now and say, play That Darn Elvis.
Oh.
I think you have to say, play That Darn Elvis podcast. Anyway, she'll here's the latest episode of That Darn Elvis, and she'll start playing it. Now, can you guess what happens when you say, play Mix Minus podcast?
It plays that other guy.
Yes, it plays the other guy's podcast. It's like, okay, playing the latest episode of Mix Minus with Matthew McConaughey. And I'm like, no!
But you registered ours?
Yeah.
Well,
apparently he did too.
That's what we get, Daniel, for picking a name that was someone was already using. It serves us right. It's karma. Karma's a bitch.
I like the name.
Oh, yeah, I do too. It's a shame that someone already had it.
Maybe I should...
We bought the new...
Why don't we just buy it from him? Like, hey, dude...
He first of all, I don't want to spend that kind of money. Second of all,
wait, how much do you think it's going to cost?
He's been using that name for years. I don't think he's going to let it go for $50 or something. I think it's going to be hundreds.
I mean, it doesn't look like he has.
He even had multiple different podcasts using the same name. There were.
Right. But I don't feel like it's a big show. I don't feel like. A lot
no,
of people
I know, but I'm
it.
Just saying he's been doing, it seemed to me that he had been doing it for quite a few years.
Here's the stupid thing. When I Google Mix Minus Podcast, three words, it's all us. It comes up with mixminuspodcast.com, the latest episode there, Mix Minus, a gay LGBTQ experience on Anchor, Mix Minus on Apple Podcasts, you know, and then.
That's interesting because when I Google that, it says the best podcast mixers, setting up Mix Minus to record Skype calls. What is Mix Minus? Mix Minus for Skype by David Hooper. how do you set up Mix Minus on a Zoom digital recorder? None of mine mention our podcast, or his for that matter.
Oh, you know what? You're right, because I was using Kredj, so that was Bing. So when you Bing Mix Minus Podcast Rewards, it's all
when
us.
When you Bing it.
When you Bing it, it's all us, baby. Yeah. I just think that's like, it's sad. It's so sad. Alexa can't play us. And I don't know a way around it. I don't know what she does. Like, I don't know how to say, oh, maybe I should email Amazon.
It'd just be like, you know, forget about that other podcast.
No, because,
We
would like to promote the fact that this feature has now been added to Amazon. And, you know, by giving an example of but there's another podcast that has our name. How do you get around that? What extra piece of information do we have to put up to say on it?
Mix Minus Podcast with Adam and Daniel. Sorry, Daniel and Adam. I don't want you to always be the second fiddle. Mm-hmm. I know it mm-hmm. rolls out. See, Adam and Daniel makes more sense than Scott and Daniel. And I'll tell you why.
Because alphabetically,
yeah, I know. Adam comes before Daniel.
No, I get that.
Scott comes after Daniel alphabetically. So I know it's in his contract. He needed green M&Ms in the green room or something like that, and his name listed first.
I've never seen this contract. I don't know what this contract is.
And his rider, sorry.
The rider. I feel like there was a Pride 48 that we did that skit where he had a rider.
Probably. I can see that. There was one where you played or someone played an assistant.
That was me. Yeah, I played.
That was running around getting water or something for people, or who knows? Yeah. I don't remember.
And adapters. I mean, we probably have 50 miles of.
Let's see, that's the. Why is it? Oh, that was the second year. Ah, okay. That was the first year. That was you and Maddie on the first year. So it was 2010 when we did the opening skit demo.
So this is the after show, so I can talk about stuff that I mentioned on Geeky Gay.
Yeah.
I told my mom, have you listened to today's
episode? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Internet Theater.
Is that you?
That was me, but...
You sound younger.
That was... My voice was raised. Hold on. Was it this?
Oh, my God. Yeah. There are a lot...
Well, I'm not getting paid for this.
Oh my God! You were saying like back then.
Oh my God!
And there better be
jam. Yeah, well, because the theater, the Interwebs Theater, is here absolutely. In South Carolina.
Yeah. No, which I didn't know, and I just found out, and I had to drive my motor home from California.
Do you have a problem with South Carolina?
Oh, Jesus Christ! I have such a bad fake voice. Such a bad.
We have one box of what can only be described as personal items.
One box of personal items.
All right, sounds, check for that. Sounds exactly like me, so of course it's me.
Complimentary gift bag from Oil of Olay.
Yes.
Okay. We have one size 6 7/8 black bowler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 6 pairs of orthopedic house slippers.
6 pairs, yes. Orthopedic house slippers.
Really,
yes.
Honestly, orthopedic house slippers?
Yes, I need my orthopedic... House
you
slippers.
Can't do this without orthopedic house slippers?
No.
A star needs his support.
I wear them between announces. And then I change into my shoes, do the announce, and then I go back and change back into my slippers.
All right, really, honestly, we're almost done here. Two gross of Vera Charles headshots, pre-signed.
Yes. And they're the headshots.
Yeah, here's one.
Yes. And you now, if you press the little... Like this? Yeah, press it and see what happens.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles. Thanks for listening. Kisses.
Oh, my God.
And I see the talking hedgehog.
Oh, my God.
And there better be two gross of them. They better all be working correctly. Press another one and see if they all work correctly.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles. Thanks for listening. Kisses.
Wait a second. This one over here looks a little bit different, though.
Well, it does look a little... Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. It's, you know.
Throw that.
Yeah, that was his writer.
Throw that one away. So does he still wear orthopedic slippers when you guys are recording?
My vague recollection of it is we just were, I need some shit to put on a writer. Just make up some shit. Just tell me some shit to put on there. And it's like, it was,
he should have Totino's pizza rolls or whatever company it is.
I don't know. This was the early days. But nice to know that the skit didn't start until 2010. The 2009, we just had a kickoff show. It was just you and Maddie and myself.
Yeah.
And I think we brought some other, we didn't have a pink carpet then either. So we brought people on to the kickoff show. And I think even Princess Holly was on it.
I remember Maddie and I were sitting at a tiny little table because we had moved in. By then, we had moved into our 600 square foot apartment, even though we owned a home.
As you do.
We had moved into that apartment because Maddie had lost his job and we could no longer afford the house. So we had to rent it out and then move into a cheap apartment.
Yes.
So we could afford to live.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That was crazy. And look how far you've come. Now you're multi-millionaire by the...
I will be, though, by the time I'm 90.
That's what I'm saying. You know what happened to me today?
No.
So,
what?
Disney went up like $13.75 today, and they were already at a record high yesterday. It's like my Disney stock went up by about $2,000 today.
Well, look, you can afford a standing desk. They're
only if I sell it. Only if I sell it. I'm not going to sell it.
No, I don't remember where I mentioned this, but it must have been in a pre or post show. But I was so impressed that with the amount that I'm saving,
yes,
by the time I'm retirement age,
multi-millionaire,
I'll have like three or four million.
That's right.
And then this is the crazy part.
Of course, by the time you retire, 3 or 4 million will be like nothing.
Well, true. But then, if I live on relatively the same salary that I'm living on now,
yes,
and I stop working, by the time I'm 90, that 3 to 4 million will have grown to 10 million, even with me taking out money every year.
Hold on a second.
At least this is what that Merrill Lynch calculator said.
Hold on a second. Apparently, we've been mispronouncing microwave,
which I've warmed in the microwave.
Microwave? Celebrity chef Nigella Lawson?
Yeah. She used to have a show called Nigella Bites.
Yeah, well, apparently she calls it the microwave.
Maybe. I'm sure that's just a cutesy little thing she says. I'm sure she doesn't really think that's the way you pronounce it. Are we just listening to music now?
It's one of those bullshit videos where they just they print the article in the video. So it's all just flashcards with the article. And just like, that was it. That's the only clip of her, is that very first part. I thought it was going to be a thing.
I just want to call out
Did she have a show on Quibi?
Oh, I don't know. So I just want to call out one more time.
Call it to me one more time.
That within three words of that clip that you played.
Yes.
Younger Daniel said the word like. It was literally within 3 to 4 words.
Literally.
Of you starting that clip.
Literally. It was.
I don't know if you wrote the word like into the script, but it was another one of those. And it wasn't the correct usage of like.
There was no script for that first one.
Okay. So.
The next year, 2011, was our first scripted pre-show, you know, scripted skit. And that Matt Burlingame and I wrote together. And then every subsequent one after that, Matt mainly wrote. Like the first year, the 2011 one we collaborated on, and then the next year forward, he wrote them pretty much on his own.
Then he knew what you wanted and what your vision was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he could take it on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ghost write for you.
No, I never took credit for it. He did them. I always give him credit for that. He sent me a Disney blanket. Like, it just as a housewarming thing, like out of nowhere. It was very sweet. It's on our couch.
When you get older.
It's on our couch.
When you get older.
We need shawls. Yes.
We can use that Disney blanket.
I use it right now. What are you talking about?
Put it over your legs.
Do you have a problem in your house? No, because you have air. You have separate systems.
Oh, I have problems in my house.
No, but you have separate heating and cooling units for up and downstairs, right?
Yes.
So we don't. So our problem is that the downstairs is freezing and the upstairs is hot. So it's like, because the heat, it's not a problem in the summer. It's a problem right now. As we're like, we just had a couple of cold fronts come through where it was like 40 degrees outside. And so downstairs, it feels fucking 40 degrees. And then upstairs, because the heat's all accumulating up here and all the computers and all the stuff up here, it feels, you know, comfortable upstairs.
This is not a huge problem, but it's an inconvenience. What happens here is because we have the heat on downstairs and heat rises, the heat will rise and come into the studio and I'll get warm. And so then I have to turn the AC on up here. So it feels to me wrong that I should have the AC on upstairs and the heater on downstairs. This, like, it's a total inefficient, but I'm never super uncomfortable because I can just turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah. I'm just saying
it seems there's some disconnect there between, downstairs the heat's on.
Yeah. On the nights
causing me to have to,
all right, in Florida, let's be generous. We maybe get 8 or 9 cold nights in a year. And on those, and I'm talking about really cold nights, like 20s and below.
Really cold, like 60. Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
20 or below. Like, you know, past, you have to bring in your plants and, you know, because it's going to be below freezing. So you get about 8 or 9 of those a year. And that's being generous. It's usually much less than 8 or 9 a year. But last year we had a couple of nights like that. And instead of running the air conditioner because our master bedroom is downstairs, right? So it's like, instead of running the air conditioner and the heater overnight, heating up the upstairs, because in order to make the downstairs even comfortable, the upstairs would be really hot. And I was
really hot,
it would be probably just be more efficient for us to just take the little space heater, close the bedroom doors, and just put the space heater in the master bedroom. That would probably be, I mean, we have an electric blanket, but yeah. I feel like, and so that's what we did on those really cold nights. I had no point to that. I had absolutely no point to that story, Adam.
In the summer, it's not as weird a thing because
the air is upstairs and the cold AC air falls down, but it's all right.
The AC is on in both places.
Yeah, it's coming through the ceiling, so it falls, but it's coming through the ceiling.
It may have to run more often to keep it at the temperature that I want upstairs than it does downstairs.
Oh, you know, we've literally just become old queens talking about the temperature in the room. It's like, I like to keep my room at a specific temperature because I like to watch the Matlock. And when the Matlock is on, I need to hear what he says.
When I was watching the Julia Child last night.
You know, she took her spoon She boiled some water. She took her spoon. She swirled that water around, just made a big old swirling vortex, and then she cracked an egg and dropped it in the middle, and that's how you make a poached egg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she made gray, lifeless chicken.
She dropped it in the boiling water. She spilled it around in the boiling water. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. Those ribs look so delicious. Tim in Alaska just posted a photo of the ribs.
Those are not keto friendly, Daniel. I can tell by the sauce slathered all over them.
Yeah, but... oh.
You know how much sugar is in that sauce?
But I could make a sauce that's keto friendly. You know what?
It could be a vinegar sauce, but...
Are they smoked?
It's probably brown sugar.
If it's smoked, but I would just do the smoked ribs without the rub. I mean, without the sauce.
I'm not a big fan of ribs, to be honest. But it's not because they don't taste good, because ribs do taste good, but they're just too much work, and they're messy.
They're messy. I will give you that.
You eat them and you get sauce all the way up the sides.
Oh, but that's what makes it so good, Adam. Because if you're gonna dismiss food just because it's messy, there's a lot of food.
It's like eating a messy ass.
I don't
just don't want to do that.
I don't want to eat a messy ass. Nobody wants to eat a messy ass. All right. Are we done?
I don't know. Are we done?
I think so. We started later tonight because I don't know if we explained that earlier. We started an hour later tonight because you had your parents over for dinner.
You're recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't need my recording.
I mean, I need your show recording, but I don't need
your... No, but I'm saying you don't need the pre-post.
No, I got pre-post covered.
Because some stuff happened.
It found your NAS and it stopped recording. Yeah, it's fine. No, I've been using my recording of the pre-post for the last.
It lost the connection at some point, probably because the user ID that I used when the hour changed to midnight, it probably disconnected me momentarily.
Yeah.
But it stopped recording when it did that. It reconnected to the stream, but for some reason it didn't keep recording.
That's all right.
Or at least I don't think it did.
Yeah. So, like, to me, it's like almost 2 a.m. So I'm.
It is almost 2 a.m. And you've got to get your shawl and get your.
We're going to do something. Oh.
Were going to meet up with your sex buddies tomorrow.
We're going to go have a four-way tomorrow, but now we're not.
Oh. Poor Daniel.
I just bought a new. Dildo on
a Fort Sling?
No, a new dildo on Fort Trough. And I think I bought it too big. So now I have to decide, do I just want to go buy a smaller one? I mean, I can't send it back.
Wait, I was reading the chat room. Tell me what was wrong with it again.
It's too big, Adam.
Oh. Then I guess you have to buy another one if you want one that's a different size. What are you going to do? Shave it down?
No, I'll just buy another one that's smaller.
You could melt it.
I don't want to melt it.
You could melt it down and then form a new one that's a little bit smaller. You could just... Or like when they're building those chocolate domes and the edge of the chocolate is a little rough,
yeah.
And they heat up a pan and then they kind of twist the chocolate around on the hot pan to even out the edges. Mm-hmm. You could take the dildo and slowly kind of rotate it around on a hot pan until it just melts enough plastic off.
Well, Cyclone says that silicone doesn't melt.
Oh. Well, then forget about the idea that I just had.
I don't know what to do.
It's
not so big that I could never use it.
Gift it to the neighbors.
It's not so big that I could never use it. It's just, it's too big to start.
Is it like one of those the size of an arm?
Yeah, it's more girthy than you would want to start.
Is it a traffic cone size?
No, it's not a traffic cone size.
Do your two friends, do either one of them enjoy a large dildo.
They're both tops, so.
Oh. Well, there you go. Nope, I guess, well, based on what you said earlier, Zach enjoys a, you know.
I can, I'll send it to you.
Share it with him.
I'll send it to you for Christmas.
Well, what am I going to do with
it? I don't know. You can give it to Toffee Smelly. Anyway, that's a callback, this little Scotty Battler giving his prize money to
the cost to mail. I mean, that's the weight.
I can't believe you thought that was an actual thing. All right, Adam, I will talk to you some other time then. I was going to say next week, but maybe I'll talk to you before then. I don't know.
I don't know
when you're going to talk to me.
At some point.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.